Editor's note. The following article includes highlights of events which were reported on the pages of the Preceful Progress during the course of 2023 and serves as a nostalgic reminder of the year past. Dates listed refer to the publication dates, not to the dates of the events. January, Jan. 12. The Trinity United Church in Preceville hosted a reading evening that featured stories and music on December 19. The Preceville Pats U18 hockey team remained undefeated as they headed into some of the tougher games, facing off against the top two teams in the league. There were 39 members from the Kenora Pelly constituency that received the Queen Elizabeth XI Platinum Jubilee Medal in a special ceremony held in Kenora on January 3. Jan. 19. Preceville Nordic member Isaiah Mayer represented Saskatchewan in Prince Edward Island at the Canada Winter Games held from February 28 to March 5. The Preceville Wildlife Federation held its annual meeting and antler measuring at the Preceville Community Hall on January 8. The meeting portion was well attended, and 12 white-tailed deer, 3 moose, 2 elk, 2 mule deer, 2 antelope, and 1 bear were brought in for measuring, stated Heather Gorilitsa. The Sturgis branch of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation hosted its annual antler measuring event at the Sturgis Kin Hut on January 11. Jan. 26. The Preceville Minor Hockey Association hosted a U18 All-Star Game that featured the best of the best players from across the league in the All-Star Game and Skills Competition on January 14. The Parkland Community Choir was back after taking a 9-year hiatus. The choir encourages and welcomes anyone who has a passion and talent for singing to come out and blend their voices in harmony with others who share the same passion, stated Bob Dreyer, conductor and coordinator. Brad Romanchik, the mayor for the Village of Endeavor, highlighted his reflections for the previous and the new coming year. February. Feb. 2. The Preceville Skating Arena was a busy center as hockey teams took their turns in action on Minor Hockey Day. Town of Sturgis Mayor Don Olson gave his projected view for the new year for the town of Sturgis. The Sturgis Kin Club's Mini Miracle 45th Annual Telethon was business as usually with broadcasting live with a gymnasium-packed audience. Feb. 9. The Lintlaw Timberline Wildlife Federation hosted its annual supper and awards evening with local hunters acknowledged for their trophy entries. Preceville Mayor Ralph Ager gave his projected view for the new year and was very optimist for the future for the town of Preceville. The Northeast Regional 4-H Curling Competition was held at the Kelvington Curling Club with 5 junior teams, the Kelvington 4-H Beef, Grain Club, Good Spirit 4-H Club, Hudson Bay 4-H Multiple Club, Foam Lake 4-H Beef Club, and Bar West 4-H Beef Club. Feb. 16. The Norquay Curling Team skipped by Ken Newell and members, Evan Rostotsky, 3rd, Jason Lukey, 2nd and Jared Lukey, led earned the exciting opportunity to travel to Charlottetown, PEI for their shot at the National Firefighter Curling Championships on March 22 to April 2. The Sturgis Wildlife Club presented its awards from the 2022 season at its awards evening held in Sturgis on February 4. The Sturgis Composite School Junior Boys Curling Team took on neighboring schools at the East Central District Championships held in Yorkton. The team skipped by Brayson Conkle, Trey Peterson, 3rd, Parker Richak, 2nd and Avon Seary, led and coached by Corey Babiak and Kristen Peterson won silver medals for their second place finish. Feb. 23. A finishing hog barn, known as Copy Finisher Unit, located in the Sturgis area was a total loss after a fire broke out. The Rough Rider Snowmobile Club were keeping busy with making sure all trails are groomed and signed for the many avid snowmobilers who share the same passion for the outdoors. The community of Sturgis Curling Rink was a busy hub-bub with its second Bonspiel of the season. The two-on-two Bonspiel attracted 15 teams. March 2. Joel Jeffrey, comedian performed at a benefit comedy night in aid of helping Tracy Strigic with medical and accommodation expenses at the Endeavor School complex. The Preceville Hospital's annual bed push for Telemiracle raised $5,225. The parishioners of the Preceville Trinity United Church welcomed the public to share a pancake supper during Shrove Tuesday celebrations. March 9th, the Sturgis Lacrosse 911 senior lacrosse team hosted a fun weekend 3-on-3 hockey tournament that featured 8 teams entered at the Sturgis Arena. The Preceville U18 Pats proved to their competitors that they are a force not to be messed with. The Mayer family of Preceville have a passion for cross-country skiing and with dedication and hard work are achieving personal bests. Evelyn, Karis, Levi and Hudson Mayer all participated in the provincial cross-country competition in Saskatoon. March 16th, Isaiah Mayer of Preceville proudly represented Saskatchewan in Prince Edward Island at the Canada Winter Games. The 70th annual Sturgis Ice Carnival featured the Sturgis Figure Skating Club and its achievements throughout the year. The carnival theme was past to present 70 years on ice. The Preceville United Church hosted the 2023 World Day of Prayer service with the theme, I Have Heard About Your Faith. March 23rd. The Sturgis Archery Club uses the Endeavor Range with an abundance of interest and activities aside from the Saturday morning junior archers. The Norquay Legion No. 351 presented students at the Sturgis Composite School with prizes for their winning entries in the Remembrance Day poster contest. The Preceville Nordic Ski Club encouraged all avid recreational skiers to join them as they had a fun day ski day called a Lopit. March 30th. The Preceville School senior boys basketball team earned the privilege to represent their school at Hoopla Provincial Basketball Championships after they defeated top teams in conference and regional championships held in Preceville. Junior athletes from across the region showcased their talents at the Pregus Senior Badminton Tournament, co-hosted between Preceville School and the Sturgis Composite School with 8 schools being represented. The Snowmobile Derby hosted by the Sturgis Curling Rink attracted 130 avid snowmobile riders. April 6th. The Preceville Pats U18 hockey team overcame many struggles and challenges to defeat Indian Head to win the A-Banner Championship. The Preceville Panthers senior boys basketball team won bronze medals for the second consecutive year at the 2023 Hoopla Provincial Basketball Championships held in Prince Albert. The Preceville Skating Arena was alive with excitement as the members of the Preceville Figure Skating Club took to the ice in their ice carnival. April 13th, the Preceville Minor Hockey Association acknowledged players, parents, coaches, fans and all volunteers for a successful season of hockey with a supper and awards banquet. The Preceville Pats had an outstanding season, finishing in second place in the league and kept the train moving on through playoffs and their provincial run. The Preceville Wildlife Federation hosted its 73rd annual banquet and awards acknowledging hunters and fishermen for their prize-winning entries at the Preceville Community Legion Hall. April 20th, Ketchin Lake Bible Camp welcomed campers back for another season of camping and fellowship. The next season of curling was looking positive for the Preceville Curling Rink after a 3-year absence from the curling world. The Preceville Minor Ball Association members were very encouraged by the high number of players that were signed up to play ball this year with 105 players registered. April 27th, the Preceville Wildlife Club sponsored its gun safety course that instructed students in safe gun handling with Brad Steppen as instructor. The centennial of St. Anthony's Church in Rama was celebrated and as part of the celebration, Mary Kowalishin compiled a detailed book about 200 pages long including extensive church history and pictures. The Buchanan Black Box Players presented its annual play, Houses for Sale. May 4th, the Sturgis Archery Club took an adventure out to Prince Albert for the Junior Olympic Program, JOP, Championships and Saskatchewan Archery Association, SAW, Indoor Target Provincials. Gateway Co-op held its annual information meetings to review the 2022 fiscal year. The Preesville and Sturgis District meetings were held at the Preesville Community Legion Hall with Board Chair Lyle Olson chairing the meeting. The Preesville School Spring Trade Show was deemed a huge success by organizers with 37 vendors. May 11th, the Crossroads Credit Union reported on its year of change in the 2022 season at its annual general meeting and supper held at the Sturgis Community Hall. A Dig Safe Breakfast program was hosted in Preesville and attracted approximately 58 registered participants. Shay Peterson of Sturgis, who is enrolled in the Bachelor of Arts program at the University of Saskatchewan, job shadowed Carrie Franklin at the Preesville School for a 2-week work experience program. May 18th, the Sturgis Horticulture Society hosted its annual Green Thumb Sale at the Sturgis Community Hall. The Sturgis Lacrosse Organization was happy to announce that another season of lacrosse has kicked off with its first practice. Kayaking, canoeing and the great outdoors has always been a passion for David Modeland of Preesville, so much so that he has started his own business known as Modes of Adventure. May 25th, students from Sturgis and Preesville earned their certification as a qualified babysitter through the Saskatchewan Safety Council babysitter training course to students 11 years of age and above. Newly formed Preesville U15 and U17 all-girls softball teams have gained popularity with girls across the region. The Sturgis Station House Museum took advantage of the warmer temperatures to do some outdoor cleanup to prepare for the new season. June 1st, the Preesville Elementary School Grade 2 and Kindergarten students had an exciting experience the last 5 weeks. The Preesville and District Heritage Museum held an opening day tea to welcome visitors for another season of sharing and remeeing. The annual Sturgis Sports and Rodeo Weekend had many area residents and volunteers gearing up for fun weekend that features something for everyone. June 8th, Preesville students represented their school and brought home medals during the East Central District Athletic Association track meet held in Yorkton. Many bargain hunters and collectors took to the streets in the town of Preesville hoping to find that unique treasured item during the community-wide garage sale. The 55 Alive Driver Refresher Course is designed to help Canadians 55 years and over to maintain their independence and their driving privileges. A refresher course was held at the Sturgis Reed Club. June 15th, the Sturgis Kin Club Annual Duck Derby was another success with 682 ducks sold. The Preesville Community Legion Hall Committee is using the fundraising cropland west of town to raise money towards getting air conditioning installed in the hall. Dancers from the Extravadance Studio at the Preesville branch achieved many top 3 results in competitions held in Saskatoon, Yorkton and Regina earlier this year. June 22nd, the Good Spirit School Division Band hosted its annual awards concert at the Sturgis Composite High School, featuring music steeped in tradition. Roya Havai was a welcomed addition to the physician staff at the Preesville Primary Health Center. She joined the practice on February 13th and did not take long to settle into the community. Preesville Formo Motors recently underwent some major changes that included changing the dealership to an OK tire business with a mechanic shop that remains viable in the business. June 29th, Elsie Kobe was surrounded by her daughters when she celebrated her 100th birthday on June 20th at the Preesville Personal Care Home. Preesville school students in grades 4 to 8 rose to the challenge of public speaking in front of a panel of judges, teachers, peers and parents in an oratory competition. The Preesville school honored 13 graduates in a ceremony at the Preesville Community Legion Hall that featured presentation of scrolls and scholarship awards. July 6th, a car show and shine that attracted vintage car enthusiasts was a huge success with 25 entries during the Sturgis Sports Day. The Preesville School kindergarten class welcomed their families into their classroom to recognize student accomplishments and celebrate the completion of a successful first year of school. Students at the Preceville High School were acknowledged for their achievements at the Grade 7 to 12 Awards Day. The Sturgis Sports Grounds were alive with action when eager fans took to the grounds for the annual Sports and Rodeo Weekend. July 13th, the Sturgis Composite School acknowledged graduates with awards during its graduation ceremony held in the Sturgis Regional Park. The Sturgis Station House Museum welcomed guests to its opening day tea on the museum grounds. The Preceville and District Lions Club welcome back its annual Western Weekend. July 20th, Chaz Jabe of Sturgis has set his goal and dreams and is focused on attaining hockey greatness. The 2023 Sturgis Composite School graduate is well on his way to his dream by signing with the Golden Rockets in the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League based out of Golden, BC. Members of the Kelvington 4-H Beef Club held their achievement day. The community of Preceville welcomed residents and guests to come celebrate a week-long set of activities that featured numerous fundraiser events during Old Home Week. August 10. Children from the Preceville and Sturgis area enjoyed a week of festivals at the Vocational Bible School held at the Preceville Trinity United Church. Along with the featured chariot and chuckwagon races, there were numerous other activities to keep everyone busy at the Preceville and District Lions Club Western Weekend. The town of Preceville would be hosting a by-election to replace three councillor vacancies after three councillors resigned in June. The call for nominations went out on July 13 and were accepted until August 2. August 17. Gerald Kuzma of Sturgis has been a registered instructor for firearm safety since 1975 and received training in the 1980s from the RCMP Depot to be a master instructor that instructs the course and others who want to receive their instructor certificate. The Preceville Nursery School was busy preparing for its new school season and welcomed its new teacher, Destiny Trembley. Stennin held a one-day biggest small-town farmers market. August 24. Nathan Parkin, originally of Preceville, but now residing in BC, was a special guest during the Sturgis Library Reading Program. Parkin is a children's book author who has written two books, The Girl Who Was Brave Enough and You Are Loved. He read both books to a large number of children and adults at the library. Staff of the Preceville Gateway Co-op were on hand to answer all questions during the Gateway Co-op Home and Expo event. Reverend David Mugaji of Zimbabwe has joined the United Church congregation as the new minister who will serve the Preceville Trinity and Sturgis Grace United Churches. August 31. The 123 Care for Me Child Care Center located in Sturgis celebrated its 10th anniversary with a barbecue and open house that showcased all the new renovations to the center. The Filling the Gap program has been operating in the local area for well over 20 years, and local community groups, churches, businesses, and individuals contribute all of the funds necessary to make Filling the Gap work. Fr. Ivan Simcoe of Saskatoon joined the Ukrainian Catholic Church, taking over from Father Joachim Rack, who recently retired. September. Sept. 7. The Preceville Panther football program held its annual fall conditioning camp that focused on player performance. Archer Franklin of Kelvington is 17 years old and is heading into grade 12. He calls Kelvington home and had played hockey with the Humboldt U18A Broncos in the 2022-23 season. He was diagnosed with aplastic anemia in June and it has since destroyed his bone marrow and now requires a stem cell transplant. Sean Beatty is the new Good Spirit School Division School Superintendent for Schools, Kenora Comp, Kenora Junior Elementary School, Davison, Grayson, Invermay, M.C. Knoll, McDonald, Miller, Norquay, P. J. Gillen, Preceville and Sturgis. Sept. 14. The Whitehawk Arts Council hosted its first concert in a set of three performances for the Stars for Saskatchewan series with DA and the Love Soldiers. The town of Preceville held a by-election to elect three new councillors on September 6 with Taylor Sleva, Megan Nelson and Kenton Hull all elected to council. The Preceville and District Ministerial Association once again held its annual veggie exchange, with garden producers sharing extra vegetables with their fellow gardeners. Sept. 21. The Preceville Harvard 606 Air Cadets Squadron began a year of rebuilding with shifting focus for both cadets and officers. The aim of the Cognitive Kitchen Study is to examine participants' experiences and outcomes of a culinary nutrition education program. The Sturgis senior lacrosse team hosted a tournament and is continuing to keep the love of the sport alive for 18 years old and over players. Sept. 28. The Sturgis Kin Club welcomed back vendors and shoppers to its annual fall market. The Parkland Music Festival is returning to Preceville and Sturgis in April of 2024 after several years of interruption due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Preceville School cross-country team excelled at its first meet for the season at the Deer Park meet. October 5. The largest pumpkin to win the annual Preceville Great Pumpkin Contest tipped the scale at 205 pounds. The event featured entries in the pumpkin, potato, cabbage, zucchini, onion, carrot, turnip, beet and kids categories. Children of all ages enjoyed the themed Thursday days held every Thursday in the months of July and August in Preceville. Amber Barch recently celebrated her 10th year in the hair industry with her Salon 101 in Sturgis. October 12. The coaches from Sturgis Archery Club hosted an Introduction to Archery workshop. The Rusty Spurs 4-H Light Horse Club is coming back to Sturgis this year, stated Lisa Nielsen, one of the organizers. The Sturgis Reed Seniors Club celebrated its 50th anniversary. October 19. Rose Konjolka, resident of the Preceville Long-Term Care, celebrated her 99th birthday. The town of Preceville held a one-day fun culture day that acknowledged many different ethnic groups that makes Preceville a very diverse culture. The wheat field that was seeded in the spring had many community volunteers banding together to help get the harvest off the field and into the bin. October 26. The Crossroads Credit Union announced the funding recipients during Credit Union Day. The Preceville and Sturgis Composite Schools acknowledged Education Week. The town of Preceville hosted a Let's Talk, mental health walk and presentation with Heather Cody, a clinical counselor with the Counseling Corner and registered social worker. November 2. Agnes Morin, chairperson Preceville and District Heritage Museum, gave a brief overview report of the activities from the season at the museum at the Seneca Root meeting. The town of Preceville kicked off its September meeting with acknowledging and welcoming the three new councillors, Kenton Hull, Taylor Sleva and Megan Nelson. The Preceville and District Heritage Museum hosted the fall Seneca Root meeting held at Preceville's Club 60. November 9th. The Family Resource Center implemented a new program with a focus on health, cooking, active play and literacy, all geared at children and their caregivers. The Kelsey Ecological Society, promoters of the interest in local flora, fauna and birds and enjoying nature and getting together with like-minded people, are encouraging individuals to join the club by contacting Kathleen Pitt. The Preceville Walking Program has once again kicked off for another winter season of indoor walking. November 16. The Preceville Curling Club opened its doors to a new season of curling, with excited curlers taking to the ice. Filling the gap, volunteers and committee members were busy organizing the upcoming Christmas hamper program. Representatives from Weyerhaeuser, representing the Pisquia-Porcupine region, proposed the forestry operating plan for the 2024-2025 year. Preceville local Michael Bierman and his two young children trained throughout the year to prepare for this worldwide 11th annual International King Kong Grip Strength Competition. November 23. The Trinity United Church in Preesville has been able to continue the tradition of hosting a Dickens night as a kickoff to the Advent season. Trey Peterson of Sturgis received an All-Star Award in the Graham Tour Tournament held in Regina. The annual Remembrance Day service held at the Preesville Community Hall paid respects and honored those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. November 30. The Preesville Hospital Auxiliary continued their tradition of providing much needed items for the Preesville Hospital and long-term care through community-generated fundraisers. Avid horse enthusiasts enjoyed their last fall ride of the season hosted by the Etimamie Valley Riders, which was followed by the club's awards. For many of us, Christmas brings back many fond memories of times past that speak about how we celebrate this season and with whom we celebrate, and this was acknowledged through a memorial tree lighting ceremony. December. Deck 7. Scott Carroll, referee-in-chief, hosted a one-day ref clinic in Preesville with both in class and on-ice sessions. The Preesville Economical Development Committee took on a huge winter project with making the Memorial Park into a winter wonderland outdoor rink with lights for the Christmas season. The idea of spreading the gift of giving to seniors came about 5 years ago in Yorkton with the focus and goal on bringing a smile and sense of Christmas spirit to seniors. But through the years it has evolved through the Extravadance Dance Studio efforts, who took it over 2 years ago to bring gift-stuffed stockings to seniors in area nursing homes. Deck 14. Christmas shoppers and vendors enjoyed visiting at the Christmas craft sale held at the Preesville Community Legion Hall. The sale featured 25 vendors. The Sturgis Horticultural Society met at the Sturgis Multiplex for a Christmas supper hosted by Liz and Dale Pristee. Children and adults alike enjoyed skating alongside Santa Claus in the Skate with Santa event at the Preesville Skating Arena in Preesville. Deck 21. The Town of Preesville Council approved elected council board and committee members to various committees in its November 15 meeting. The Preesville Nursery School hosted a Christmas concert evening with performances and fun. The Sturgis community and various organizations banded together to bring Christmas to Sturgis. The Winter Christmas Light Festival was held at the Sturgis Regional Park on December 11.